This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, March 26. Well, an active day in the cattle space yesterday after a slightly bearish cattle and feed report. Markets opened lower under a fair amount of pressure, but then we quickly shot back up, got to unchanged basically. And then the markets kind of spent the rest of the session backing off, closing a bit lower. Live cattle were down 130 on the April, and April feeders were down 105. So couldn't continue that buying enthusiasm on that lower opening. But there was rumors in the market yesterday about some issues going on with the dairy herds in the Southern Plains. And this morning we're getting, or yesterday afternoon, we got much more clarification about that. USDA put out a statement talking about that issue. And it appears that the avian flu, the bird flu, has infected some dairy herds in Texas and Kansas. They're still monitoring what's going on in New Mexico. So first and foremost, it's not killing the cattle. It's just making them really sick. The milk is safe because it's pasteurized, and it doesn't appear that there's any threat to humans from this disease. But it is caused by wild birds. They are finding a lot of dead birds on these places. So it's spreading to cattle. It doesn't look to be hugely widespread at this point, but again, we're just at the very early stages of figuring this out. But the herds that are impacted, it's about 10% of the animals, and it's the older animals that are being impacted. So there is some concern that you could see a wave of cattle coming to town for slaughter to cull these animals out of the herd. So that is an issue for the market. But in the bigger picture, it doesn't look to be a huge number at this point. And their USDA is, and the veterinarians are acting very aggressively to try to get this under control. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this, obviously, very closely. If it becomes more widespread, I think you will see a negative impact to the market, just simply because you're probably going to see a wave of culling, and that would dump a bunch of beef on the market that was not anticipated. So far in the cash markets, yesterday was quiet trade, but we were firmer last week, and that follows the week prior where we were firmer. So the cash market has been well supported over the last couple weeks. Box beef values yesterday were slightly higher. Choice was up 17 cents at 311. Select was up 49 cents at 302. The spread lost 32 cents. We're sitting at 893. Movement was 108 load. So again, a pretty decent number for a Monday, much like last week where we saw a strong number, at least over 100 loads moved. Slaughter rate yesterday, a little light at 118,000 head. It's 2,000 less than last week, and it is 6,000 less than where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle cash index from Friday, which includes the direct trade, around 7,700 head traded, average price 246.46. So the 7-day moving average was up 32 cents. We're sitting at 251.70. So we're hanging right in there on the cash trade. We're not seeing any major breaks from there. Demand, again, is still very strong. Got decent grazing conditions in the Central Plains. Expect to see that in the Northern Plains. It's just keeping a floor under the cash market. And obviously with the Fed trade being well supported, that's going to spill over to feeders as well. Now, the futures market has really struggled to kind of capture this cash enthusiasm and get some momentum to the upside. It looked like that was going to happen yesterday when you have this lower open. The buyers were there. They pushed the market higher. But the close was a little tepid at best. So there's some concern that maybe you're running out of gas early. I think from a seasonal perspective, there's still plenty of time to take another run to the upside. It'll probably be quick. And I would think it would take out these trading range highs briefly and then fail from there. That is what I'm looking for the market to do. You know, the market is struggling on the upside, but the downside seems to be well supported. And that's why I think there's still one more push up in this market. So the seasonal time window for live cattle usually is mid-March to early April. We're right in the middle of that seasonal window. For feeder cattle, a lot depends on grazing conditions. So far, they look okay. Southern Plains has been a little on the dry side, but the 6 to 10 day has above normal temp, or excuse me, precip coming for it. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. I think, again, the demand is strong for a very tight number of calves. It's coming from the grass guys, and it's coming from the feedlots as well. So I look for feeder cattle to be well supported as long as the live cattle are supported. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.